Soaring oil prices in 2007 generated windfalls for Venezuela, like most oil-producing nations. President Chavez has used booming government revenues to finance a host of social programs in Venezuela, and he has pursued aid projects and international alliances in the region and with Iran. To ensure future revenues, Mr. Chavez ordered all foreign oil companies operating in the South American nation to negotiate new contracts that give the government more control over their businesses. The move stirred fears of an aggressive nationalization drive and prompted two foreign companies, ConocoPhillips and Exxon, to abandon their operations in the country. Energy analysts say the renegotiations will force Venezuela to make costly payouts to assume majority shares in the private companies. Analyst David Pumphrey of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington says it also drove away crucial international expertise that Venezuela may need as it develops new oil fields in coming years.
It's a little bit early to know exactly what that's going to mean. It did mean that two U.S. companies decided that they couldn't accept the terms and have walked away from the projects that they made there and are negotiating on their exit.
In May, Venezuela's government faced harsh criticism from foreign leaders and human rights groups about the decision to end the broadcasting license of the nation's largest private television station. President Chavez accused Radio Caracas Television of backing a failed coup against him in 2002 and ordered a new state-run channel to take its place. U.S. officials and other groups expressed concern the move would harm press freedom in Venezuela. Carlos Laudia of the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists said the group believes the decision against RCTV was made for political reasons.
It's clearly discriminatory against the station who is critical, very critical of the government, has, you know, opposition views.
Opinion polls show most Venezuelans disagreed with the decision against RCTV, which aired several highly popular soap operas. But general support for Mr. Chavez remains strong, especially among the nation's poor majority, who have benefited from health, education, and other social initiatives launched by the president. A research fellow at Britain's University of Bradford, Julia Buxton, says the government has nurtured that political support.
As this revolutionary process has become more radical, the kind of core support base has really become the poor people, those people living in the barrios. And the government has deliberately targeted its social policy agenda and its policy platform to consolidating the support of those people.
President Chavez put that support to the test in December when the government called a referendum on constitutional reforms that the president said would advance the nation's progress towards socialism. The measures included plans to end term limits on the presidency, lower the voting age to 16, and create new forms of community-owned property. Opposition groups denounced the reform plan as a power grab, and some university students led marches to oppose the proposals. Voters rejected the reforms in a narrow vote, which was the first election defeat for Mr. Chavez since he took office in 1999. The president said the nation was not ready for the socialist reforms, but he vowed to pursue them again in the future. Mr. Chavez said the government failed to show voters how the reforms are a step on the nation's path to socialism. A political scientist at Metropolitan University in Caracas, Aníbal Romero, said the vote may mark a political shift.
Se expresó con el voto negativo, con el voto no.
Romero says the vote was a rejection of Chavez's anti-democratic style and his authoritarian reform proposals. He said the president should take it as a lesson. Election data shows that turnout was low in many traditionally pro-government communities, partly due to the complex nature of the reform. Analysts say the vote also reflected the people's frustration about ongoing problems, such as high inflation, security concerns, and food shortages. Julia Buxton says the government may have lost its focus on crucial domestic priorities.
And I think what the government needs to focus on now is providing better targeted support to that core sector of the electorate, to the poor, those people who are really kind of at the bottom of the Venezuelan social ladder. If you're going to help those people, you have to help them properly.
Oil prices will likely remain high in 2008, allowing Venezuela's government to continue its social spending programs at home and abroad. Analysts say President Chavez and other top officials will need to spend wisely in the coming year to ensure their political support remains strong. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.